Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Tzadi Tes Chulin 99, and on Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, on 99b, our Gemara comments on a statement from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that we know that Gid Hanasha, the sciatic nerve, is prohibited to eat. So if the Gid Hanasha is cooked with a thigh, with a piece of meat, how do we determine whether or not the thigh is going to be non-kosher, because the Gid Hanasha would have imparted its taste, its flavor, into the thigh, into the piece of meat? So our Mishnah says, Ketzad Misharinon, how do we determine it? Kibasar belefet, like meat on a turnip, meaning to say, we look, says Rashi, we look as though the thigh is the piece of turnip is the equivalent to the thigh, and the Gid Hanasha is the piece of meat. And so therefore we determine if this Gid Hanasha would have imparted the flavor into the turnip. And if we do so, it would be prohibited. So that is the way the Mishnah rules according to Rashi. So our Gemara says that our Mishnah first comes along Rav Huna and says, actually we don't compare it to the whole turnip, but we compare it to, says Rav Huna, kibasar birashi lefatos, like the meat into the, not the turnip, but into the leaves of the turnip, which are even more bitter. And so therefore it's not just the turnip itself, but it's into the leaves of the turnip. Comes along our Gemara and says that our Mishnah, which says that the Gid Hanasha is able to impart taste, and therefore we have to determine whether or not the taste from the Gid Hanasha was imparted into the thigh before we'd be allowed to eat the thigh that was cooked with the Gid Hanasha, our Mishnah is actually inconsistent with a Braisa, where there's a Braisa that says that the Gid Hanasha actually doesn't impart the taste, because it says that it's not, that there's no taste in this nerve. The Gid is like a nerve. There's no taste in it, and its only taste is in the meat. And so therefore, says our Gemara, Masnisin lo kai hai tana. There's a Braisa that's different, because we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshua, Rabbi Yochanan Broka taught, Ein begidin benosin tam, that the Gid itself, the nerve of the sciatica, it does not give the taste into any cooked food which it's mixed with, because the Gid is considered to be dry like wood, yavish ka'etz. And so therefore, all according to Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, all you would have to do is remove the Gid itself from this mixture, and then the entire tavshil, the entire food item, would be permitted. So the Gemara says that there's a case that reflects this, because Ahuda Asal Kameid Rabbi Chanina, there was an instance where a person brought a thigh that had been cooked with the Gid Hanasha, and he brought it to Rabbi Chanina for Rabbi Chanina to determine whether or not this Gid Hanasha, this piece of thigh, was permitted even though it had been cooked with the Gid Hanasha. So Havayasev Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavina Ababe. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavina was standing outside. He was sitting on the entrance to the house or the academy of Rabbi Chanina. Kinafak, so when this person left, after he had asked Rabbi Chanina whether or not this piece of thigh was permitted, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavina said to him, Amarle, my Amarlach, so what did Rabbi Chanina say to you? He said to me, Amarle, Sharyanile. He said that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavina allowed the piece of meat. He basically ruled like the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that the Gid does not impart taste, and he did not rule like our Mishnah, which said that the Gid Hanasha is able to impart the taste. So he says, Amarle, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavina says back to Rabbi Chanina, back to the person who had come in front of Rabbi Chanina, and he says, Hader Aile Lekaime, go back in and ask him again, because maybe he didn't understand your words properly. Maybe he misunderstood you. So the person returned to Rabbi Chanina and he asked him again. Rabbi Chanina got upset. He said, Man hai dekamet tsarle, who is this person who's harassing me? And he keeps asking me again, Zil Amale Lamanti Yosef Ababa, go back and ask him, ask the one who's sitting on the gate, go ask him again, go out back and say to him, Ein begidim minosin tam, go and tell him, the gidin itself, they don't impart flavor, and so therefore, there's no reason for me to say it's not permitted, and so therefore, Rabbi Chanina allowed this meat to be eaten, and so therefore, he says, that since we say Gid Hanasha does not impart taste, of course it's going to be permitted. He also come in to Rabbi Ami, and the Gemara says that when they would come and ask Rabbi Ami about whether or not the Gira Nasha that fell into a piece of meat, whether or not it imparted flavor, what would he do? Rabbi Ami would say, Mishadir Lekameh to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholov. He would send these people to go ask Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholov, Demori Bala Atera, because Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholov would allow it, because he said, Mishim to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he agreed with the position of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and also is consistent with the position of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broch, and also position of Rabbi Chanina, that the Gidin don't have a tam, and so therefore, if you remove this skid, then the whole thing is going to be permitted. And so therefore, Rabbi Ami didn't want to rule like that, but he said, I know somebody will give you a ruling that is permitted, and he sent him to that position. And the Gemara says, V'hochasa, how do we rule for Halacha? Ein megidim eno sein tam. The Gidin do not have the ability to impart the flavor, and so therefore, if the gid falls into the food item, then all you need to do is remove the gid, and then it would be permitted. So this is the position of our Gemara. But the commentaries wonder, why in this case was Rabbi Chanina upset? Then he came back and asked him again. Well, at first glance, we would seem that if Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Zvina really felt that Rabbi Chanina was wrong, and they felt that it was a mistaken ruling, of course he should ask again. So why would Rabbi Chanina get upset at him? So the commentaries point out that the problem is that there are two problems. First of all, if Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina thought that he was wrong, why was he sitting outside in the gate? He should have gone in himself and asked. That's the first thing. And the second thing, if you disagree with someone, you don't just ask them again. You have to bring a source to say why you're disagreeing. Bring the sources that say that this is not correct. And from the fact that all he did was send them back in, we see that it's just harassing him, and that's not the proper way to ask the question.